The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. What lovers say to each other should be written on the wind and in running water. For love talk flows smoothly and flows freely. Most people are experienced enough to take it all with a wink or a grain of salt. However, here and there, now and then, you find someone who takes it seriously.
Are you saying we should steal that money?
Well, steal is the word, I guess. It's stealing.
Myra, this is wrong. I want no part of it.
Oh, yes, you do. Your share, 50%.
No!
I know. You're a sensitive, ethical person. You'll need a certain amount of time to talk yourself into it. Be my guest.
Our mystery drama, The Blood Red Wine, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Joan Lovejoy and Ralph Bell. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Contac, the 12-hour cold capsule. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
If you'd really like a big car, but you really think you ought to buy a small car, maybe what you ought to buy is a mid-size car. To be specific, a Buick Century Custom. The Century Custom, you see, offers a lot of the room and comfort you look for in a big car. And the trim size and the V6 engine give you a lot of the benefits of a small car. But the Century Custom has one more thing going for it. It's a Buick. And no matter what size car you're looking for, you just can't do much better than that.
Give your coal to Contact.
Did you know there are over 100 different strains of coal virus? And any one of them can make you sick? That's why there's Contact. No matter what cold virus attacks, one capsule helps relieve your swollen membranes, your runny, sneezy misery up to 12 hours, all day, all night. That's the wonder of Contact.
Give your cold to Contact.
Take only as directed.
We don't know anyone who doesn't like to be praised for a job well done. At Mancuso Chevrolet in Skokie, we enjoy hearing things like, "Thanks, Bill," or "Nice job, Joe." But when a customer actually takes the time to put his feelings in writing, well, take this letter we got the other day, addressed to Jim Mancuso. "Dear Mr. Mancuso, in 1956, we bought a new Chevy two-door at Mancuso, the first of what was to be an astonishing string of them, 21 Chevrolets in a row. Needless to say, we've been more than happy with your prices and service work. I don't know how unique this story is to warrant its retelling, but you have my permission if you wish. Maybe someone else would enjoy 21 years of carefree car ownership, too. Sincerely, Charles W. Bracken." Thank you, Charlie Bracken. Mancuso Chevrolet, 4700 Gulf Road in Skokie, one block east of Old Orchard Shopping Center. Now open Sundays, too.
Grow old along with me. The best is yet to be, the last of life for which the first was made. One hesitates to take issue with that beautiful poetic sentiment of Mr. Browning, but growing old these days can present a multitude of problems, especially in a youth-oriented society. And then, of course, the fact remains that most young fools grow into old fools.
Listen to that thunder.
Bad storm.
I hope the roof won't leak.
It's this wind. It gets in underneath the roof tiles.
I was hoping you'd fixed it.
Well, truth is, we need a new roof.
That ain't all we need. You said you'd see Frank?
Yeah. All he can give me is a job selling on the road.
The road? Now, if you think you're going to leave me to be all alone...
Myra, I don't have too many options.
You mean he's got nothing else?
Nothing else I can do. Look, Myra, I belong on the road.
Then why did we buy this old farmhouse?
Well, I thought maybe I could paint.
Yeah.
It turns out I'm all right. But not good enough.
Okay. So what happens now?
I go back to doing the only thing I'm really good at.
At 52, it's back to the road, huh? Back to traveling with all the pressures.
Oh, it's not that bad.
After all you've done for Frank, he can't find anything else?
Anything else would be charity.
When do you start?
Anytime the rain stops and I can get on a plane.
Well, if that's what you want to do...
I don't want to do it.
Oh, sure.
I don't know how to do anything else well enough to get paid for it.
Well, at least if you got paid well enough.
Myra, I'm lucky to have the job.
Well, when you're in New York, you can bring my sister the pictures I promised her.
I won't be in New York.
What do you mean you won't be in New York? New York and New England, that's your territory.
Well, the last couple of years, Frank had to put a new man on it.
But that's your territory. Those are your accounts. You build it up from nothing. That's where all the money is.
Frank would like to expand in the South.
I see. And old Joel here is just the man to open it up.
Myra, it was that or nothing.
What you could do is pick another line from somebody else and buck Frank in New York.
Well, that would be disloyal.
That can't be the doorbell. Why would anyone...
Well, I better answer it, I guess.
Please, may I come in?
Shut the door before we get flooded out of here.
Well, sure, come on in.
Thank you.
Joel, look. This man is sick. Oh, help him out of that wet coat. Poor man is drenched through. Put up some tea.
Yes, a good cup of hot tea.
And meanwhile, pour a glass of that boysenberry wine. That'll perk him up.
Mister,
what are you doing out on a night like this?
This is great for you.
Hold
him up, Joel. I think he's going to fall.
I got him. Let me help you get this down, friend, huh? My wife makes it herself. We grow a special strain of boysenberries
around here. Be careful, Joel. You'll spill it on his shirt.
I can't swallow.
Joel, he's in real trouble. What is it, mister?
Doctor. I need a doctor.
A doctor?
It's a heart attack.
Oh, no.
My heart.
Here, I'll hold on to him. You get the folding cot, Joel, quick.
All right, right.
It's just inside the door of the storeroom. Mister, you'll be all right, honest.
I need a doctor.
And now, don't say anything. It's a strain to talk. Just try to relax. Don't even move, huh? Joel?
I got it. Myra, I got it.
Oh, good. Stretch it out.
All right.
That's it. Oh, that's good. Now, let's help him lie down.
Hold on to my arm, buddy.
Keep him very still. Now, unbutton his collar. Loosen up his clothes. And remove his wristwatch. See if that ring comes off.
Doctor, I need a doctor. Well,
there's that young Dr. Kessler. He lives just a couple of miles down the road.
The road hasn't been washed out.
All right, I'll try him.
I was driving north to Philadelphia. And the wires got wet.
Look, you better not talk, mister.
Myra.
What?
I can't get a dial tone.
Well, try to do something.
Well, what can I do? The phone's dead. The lines must be down. What are we going to do about it?
I couldn't just sit there, so I got out and started to walk.
Look, just try to lay perfectly still.
Suddenly, this awful pain in my chest.
Myra, isn't there anything we can do?
And the pain kept getting worse. And then I saw your house.
I could go for a doctor.
We'd never get there.
Well, we got to do something.
I don't know what to tell you.
Listen.
Look, mister, you mustn't strain yourself.
I'm being punished.
What'd he say?
I stole the money. The money in my anti suitcase. The money?
Money?
Please, will you return the money to Phelps?
Look, don't say anything.
They never trace it to me. Weeks or months before they Even... Very even now, the money's gone.
Return the money to whom?
$250,000. Now, bring it back to Phelps.
Oh, sure. Sure we will. Now, look, please rest.
And tell him J.B. Lucas was a fool, but J.B. Lucas could never be a crook.
Look, if you stay absolutely still...
Never be a crook.
Joel, is he?
Yes, Mara.
Oh.
He's dead.
Oh, poor fella. He looks so young.
Couldn't be a day over 35.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Well, there isn't much we can do tonight. If the storm lets up, we can phone the sheriff or I can go get him if I have to.
What about his attaché case?
Oh, we better place that on the cot, I guess.
You think there's really $250,000 inside that case?
Well, if you said so, why not?
For all the good it could do him now.
Well, nothing can do him any good now or any harm. Let's move him out of the kitchen. Myra?
Yes.
Did it wake you too?
No. I've been up.
What are you thinking about?
Nothing.
Oh, yes, you are. I can tell. You get that quiet tone in your voice. You thinking about him downstairs on the cot in the storeroom?
Maybe. J.B. Lucas. Isn't that what he said his name was?
Yes.
Now he's better off out of it.
Myra.
At 35 or somewhere around there. He made his move. He decided to gamble. All or nothing. Go for broke. He lost. But he also won. If you look at it another way.
Well, what did he win? He's dead.
That's what he won.
Myra, you all right?
Yeah. I can tell you all about him.
You never saw him before.
You know what he died of?
Well, obviously, his heart just...
Sure. But I'll tell you what helped it along. A guilty conscience. Which means he wasn't a professional crook. He had a dead-end job. As a clerk.
How do you know?
Saw his chance to get out of it. To be free. To come, go, have money. And everything money can give you. And he took that chance.
And he lost.
Yes. He lost. Because he made his move too late. After he was all eaten away inside. But he also won.
You keep saying that, but I don't see what or how.
Because he doesn't have to put up with 30 more dull, drab, hopeless years. He doesn't have to feel frustrated and cheated. Empty.
I think I know what you're going to say.
You have a talent for painting, but not quite enough. You have a talent for selling, but you don't know how to turn it to your own advantage. The result is... You make other men rich.
I guess I'm not lucky, that's all.
But you are lucky, Joel. You are. Everybody hits the jackpot once in his life.
Well, I guess I'm still waiting for it to happen to me.
You don't have to wait any longer. It just happened.
What just happened?
Downstairs, lying on a dead man's chest, is an attaché case... with $250,000.
What are you saying? We should steal that money?
Yes.
Myra...
Steal is the word. Oh, I suppose we could dress it up by calling it something else, but it wouldn't change anything. second that man closed his eyes and died, I knew we were going to take that money.
Myra, this is wrong.
Joel, honey, if it was right, we wouldn't be having this problem, would we?
You've just taken leave of your senses.
Oh, no. No, not just. I took leave of my senses 30 years ago on my wedding day. I was 17 and stupid.
Oh, no.
I never had an education. I didn't even finish high school. And you were so smart. Oh, to think a college boy like you could fall for an ignorant little nobody like me.
You were never a nobody.
So anything you did was all right with me. And as the years went by, we didn't have an awful lot.
Well, we always lived well.
We should have lived much better. You should have made 3, 4, 5 times as much money.
Oh, now,
Myra. It's true. All you had to do was stand up to Frank Desmond. But you were afraid. Well,
things were very complicated.
No, they were very simple. You wanted Frank to have a good opinion of you. You thought you'd alienate him by standing up for your rights. And I paid for it.
Myra.
Joel, that money downstairs, that's your chance. Your only chance. What do you say?
Joel can only give you one of two answers. Yes or no. And what answer would you give? Aha. And now, what answer would you give if you could be virtually certain no one would ever find out? Well, you don't have to commit yourself. But Joel does. And he has to do it when I return with Act Two shortly.
If he does it far away with Greyhound Package Express today.
Greyhound Package Express
is the easy way to mail a package and get it where it's going in hours, not days.
I use regular economy service for mailing gifts or just about any kind of package to friends and family.
My business depends on expedited next bus out service for rush shipments. Many arrive in hours. Most packages going up to 500 miles get next day service. And with both services, Greyhound notifies the person getting the package when it arrives.
Greyhound's the leader, you know. They handle millions more packages than any other bus company. They also have more convenient suburban locations that make sending or getting a package easier than ever. And for just 50 cents, their Express Pack service offers a carton and the packing materials I need to mail packages safely. Greyhound Package Express
is the easy way to mail a package.
At Greyhound Package Express, we say, easy does it all the way.
Ideas right now,
working for you.
Got the people who know how,
working for you.
We're keeping this in view, in everything we do. We're working for you,
we're working for you.
Commonwealth Edison has some good news for bill payers. Did you know you can actually save money by paying your electric bill within 21 days? Right. Our on-time customers actually pay less. If you pay the bill soon after you receive it, the amount you pay is the net. After 21 days, though, you'll be asked to pay the amount listed as the gross, which is slightly larger. Paying on time can save the average residential customer about $5 a year. And that's good news.
We're working for you. We're working for you.
How easy it is to be virtuous when no one is assaulting your virtue. How readily one may resist temptation if the forbidden fruit is completely devoid of fragrance and flavor. Would David have lusted after Uriah's wife had she been elderly and ugly? What can we say? Is morality basically a matter of what one can afford? Who knows?
It's wrong.
Sure.
I've never done anything wrong in my life.
That isn't true. You've done a great many wrong things.
I'm talking about sins.
Vanity is a sin. False pride is a sin. Lying is a sin.
When did I ever lie?
Your whole life has been a lie.
Myra, I never realized it. You must hate me.
No. I love you.
How could you love me and say those things?
Joel, so far, absolutely no one knows he's been here.
We have to get in touch with the sheriff.
If we do that, how can we keep the money? No. We don't call the sheriff. We know nothing about
it. But J.B. Lucas came here.
Who says he came here? It won't be light for 2 or 3 more hours. And if the storm keeps up, maybe more than that. Now, let's get dressed.
Why?
So we can get him back to his car.
We don't even know where his car is.
He'll find it.
In this weather?
It has to be down the road.
Well, how can you be sure?
He said he was driving north to Philadelphia. It means he was on the turnpike. He felt this heart attack coming on. He had to get off at the Jessup exit and travel east to get here. Now, let's get him dressed. Is this everything he was wearing?
I think so.
Okay, take the money out of the attaché case and put it in the drawer for now.
Myra...
Do you have a choice, Joel?
But what if someone might see us, Nee?
Who's going to be out at this time of the night in this kind of weather? Who's around to be out, anyway? Doc Kessler's 2.5 miles to the west, and everybody else is safely tucked into bed. Hold it. There's his car. Now, just pull up.
Myra, tire tracks. We leave tire tracks.
What tire tracks? The rain's washing everything away. Now, let's get him into his own car.
How do we know it's his car?
Well, who else would have left the car here? Now, come on.
Myra?
Joel, in a couple of minutes, it'll be all over. Okay. This is everything he was wearing when he came into the house, huh? His watch, his ring. He's got his wallet?
Yes, yes.
And the attaché case. Leave it on the front seat next to him. Yeah, that's good. Now, that takes care of everything. Let's look closely. Is there anything that can tie him in with us?
I don't think so. I don't know.
There's absolutely no sign that this man has been in our house tonight. Let's go home. Listen.
To what?
That's just it. No more thunder.
Storm's over.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Come on, let's get up and have a big breakfast.
You mean you can eat?
I'm starved.
You slept too, I noticed.
I was dead to the world. Didn't you sleep?
No.
Why not?
Myra, you and I, well...
You and I. We didn't kill him.
I admit it. It's just that I'm nervous. Now, suppose... What if he dropped something around here?
Like what?
Oh, maybe his handkerchief.
Well, that's not worth being nervous about, but take a look around the place. And for a ways down the road. He might have dropped something or lost something. So go on out. Take a look.
I didn't see a thing.
Well, that's good.
But that doesn't mean there's nothing.
What could there be?
Oh, some little clue there always is.
Come on, Joel. It's over and we're out of it.
Are we?
Yeah. Now let's start to live.
His car is gone.
So?
I drove down to where we found it and left him. It's gone.
Somebody must have found him.
Yeah, I suppose.
Look, Joel, we knew he'd be found. Did you drive into the village?
No.
Well, it wouldn't be in the papers yet. I didn't hear anything on the radio. Well, now, what's the first thing we should buy ourselves?
We won't be able to spend much for a while.
Why not?
We'll have to lie low.
For what reason?
Till it blows over.
Till what blows over? Look, a man has a heart attack, dies at the wheel of his car. If it turns out that some money is missing, what does that have to do with you and me? Now, I'm right, Joel, and you know it.
Yes, you're right. It's just I just hope we didn't overlook anything, that's all.
We overlooked nothing. Now, do you want to feel great? Open the dresser drawer and take a look at those beautiful $20 bills.
You mean you left it in the dresser drawer?
For now.
Well, that's crazy. Suppose they search the house.
Who is going to search the house? Why should anyone search the house?
It ought to be put in a safe place.
Okay. Find a safe place and put it there. Now, you want to feel terrific? You want to do something you should have done 25 years ago? Go call Frank and tell him where to head in.
I told you, we have to proceed cautiously. The fact that we're broke is pretty common knowledge, you know. I mean, the storekeepers in town know it, and Hedrick at the bank is aware that we're usually late with our mortgage payments.
So?
So? How would it look if we suddenly started to flash a lot of money around?
Who said anything about flashing money?
Well, just being able to pay your bills when you have no visible means of support. Well, everybody knows I can't sell any paintings.
Oh, why do you always try to make things so complicated?
Complicated? It's common sense. So if I just worked for a while for Frank, it could be a blind to account for where our money's coming from. And in a couple of weeks, a couple of months, this money, this fellow Lucas, will be ancient history. Come on, let's do it my way.
Why are you stalling?
Honor, who's stalling?
You are. What are you waiting for?
Things are not that simple.
Things are never simple.
Well, all
you.
I'm saying is we have to be extra... Who's that?
Oh, go see.
The money. You said the money was in the drawer.
See who's at the door. And don't act so nervous.
Well, all right, but...
Open the door.
Hiya, Joe.
Sheriff?
You mind if I come in?
Oh, sure. I mean, well, not at all. Come in.
Hello, Myra.
Hello, Sheriff. Cup of coffee?
I never said no to a cup of coffee.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Well, what can we do for you?
I don't know.
Oh?
You know the storm last night?
Do we ever? I thought it'd wash the house away.
Yeah, well, this morning, Jess Fallon finds a car parked alongside the road, a mile and a half from here. The fellow's behind the wheel looks awful still. Yeah. He should have been. He's dead.
Dead? From what?
Jess notifies me, and I put in the call to Doc Kessler. Doc says man died of a heart attack.
Oh, that's awful.
What happened was the fellow run out of gas.
Poor guy.
Yeah, in that storm.
Well, why is this a job for you, Sheriff?
Well, I don't know if it is or if it isn't. Doc thinks the fella got out of the car and went for help.
Oh?
And that rain? What, you think he'd sit tight, huh?
I would. But Doc looked him over and said to me, "See here, his clothes were drenched, his shoes were soaked. How'd they get so wet?"
Oh.
So he must have gone out. Well, which way? He was a mile from you folks in one direction, about a mile from the Rumfords in the other. Which way did he walk?
Well, did you ask the Rumfords?
They've been away the past 2 weeks.
I guess the poor fella headed that way and couldn't get into the house. Knew there was no point going further in that direction because it would take him to the turnpike. Isn't that right, Joel?
Yes, I would suppose so.
So he must have made his way back. By the time he got to his car again, he just didn't have the strength to go on. He managed to get inside where he...
Yeah. Well. Oh, could I have a spoonful of sugar?
Sure.
No, thank you. We don't think he went towards the Rumfords.
No?
No. He got out of the car and headed in this direction.
Well, how can you know that?
Just 50 yards or so down the road from you is where the county's building that culvert. You know, over the creek?
Yes.
A lot of that bottom yellow clay's been washed over near the side of the road. And Doc Kessler, he said to me, hey, look, see? It's on the edges of his pants. So, that means he must have come within 50 yards of your house.
The poor man. And we didn't even have our lights on last night. Oh, he must have just got discouraged and turned back. He was so close and so close.
Yeah. I have to ask a question. Well, it's kind of a stupid question, I admit, if it's got to be asked for the sake of the record. You mind?
Well, what's the question?
Did you see this fellow last night? Now, before you even answer it, I know it's an unnecessary question, because if you had seen him, you would have asked him into the house. You would have helped him, naturally. But, as I say, for the record, did you see this man last night?
No.
Life is a series of options, and the secret of success is to keep them all open. However, there comes a time when suddenly one approaches a point of no return, yes or no, and one is committed to a series of consequences that can never be foreseen or even imagined. That one word, no, and Myra and Joel are in it all the way, or at least until Act 3, which is on its way.
You've never had a really exotic car, have you? Because you've always felt that you needed something a little more down to earth. But you still want that exotic car, don't you? You know what you need? A Buick Skyhawk. It's small, it's V6 powered. Hey, it's even got a hatchback. Now that's down to earth. But with things like bucket seats, available 5-speed manual transmission, and that laid-back, low-down styling, it's not exactly plain vanilla. The Buick Skyhawk. The car you need and the car you want.
This is John Ford Coley. If you're looking for a great job with plenty to offer in the way of training, travel, and adventure, why not drop in on your local Navy recruiter or call toll-free 800-841-8000. Navy, it's not just a job, it's an adventure.
And I'd really love to see you tonight.
This is WBBM Chicago.
If you need a muffler, now you can Midas-size your car in over 800 Midas shops in the United States.
I've got Midas-sized in Topeka, Kansas. It goes to prove you're never too old.
I got Midas-sized in Brooklyn, New York. Words alone cannot express my satisfaction.
Once we Midas-size your car, you'll never have to buy a muffler for it again. Because at Midas, if anything ever goes wrong, we guarantee to replace the muffler free for as long as you own your American-made car. Noisy muffler? Don't compromise. Midas size at Midas.
I got Midas sized in Waco, Texas. You never seen a muffler that size before.
The next time you hear that noise, don't compromise. Midas size.
In case you didn't know, the 41 Chicagoland Midas dealers can install mufflers on most foreign cars with the same expertise with which they've been installing mufflers on American cars for the past 20 years.
They say you can't cheat an honest man. I don't know what that means. Because millions of honest men and women are being cheated every hour on the hour. Perhaps the implication is that we all have a little larceny lurking somewhere inside us. Perhaps we do. The question is, how much is a little?
You didn't see this fellow last night.
No, Sheriff.
Well, I guess that takes care of that.
You mean he could have been within 50 yards of the house? So near and yet so far.
Yeah, it's tragedy, eh?
Excuse me, Sheriff. Hello? Yeah, he's here. Hold on, please. It's for you, Sheriff.
Oh, thank you. Hello. Yeah. What's that? Who? She is? Well, I guess this places a new light on things, don't it? Yeah. All right. I better wait for you here. Well, now, how you figure this?
What is it?
This whole thing just got kind of complicated.
What do you mean?
This fellow Lucas, dead man. His wife drove in from Philadelphia as soon as she was notified. They insisted on seeing me right away. Jim told her where I was, and so she just flew into her car and took off.
Oh, poor woman.
She wouldn't even wait for me to get back to my office.
I wonder why.
Well, Jim didn't say. She happened to mention something about money. A lot of money.
Oh?
Yeah, and Jim said he'd never seen a woman so nervous and upset in all his life.
Well, the strain of her husband's death.
What money was she talking about? All the man had was $50 in his pants pocket. Jim asked her to wait, told her I'd be back soon, but she said, no, I couldn't wait. She had to see me at once. And she was out of that door like a shot.
But why?
Well, it shouldn't take more than a few minutes for her to get here. Hope you folks don't mind.
Mind? Why should we mind, Sheriff?
Now, please, Miss Lucas, try to be calm.
But there had to be $250,000.
A what?
In his attaché case.
A $250,000?
Sheriff, J.B. is dead, and he's going to be dead for a long time. I could cry for him later, but now I have to work for him, for his name.
I wish you'd just tell me what this is all about, ma'am.
What it's all about? Where do I begin? J.B. worked for Phelps Company. J.B. made that company, but he never got any recognition. And then last month, Phelps promoted a man with about half of J.B.'s ability over J.B.'s head. And J.B. didn't say anything. Well, I was afraid he might do something crazy, but
Now, ma'am, you just take it easy.
Here, drink this.
Thank you. He didn't come home for dinner last night. And I was starting to worry that he might have done something foolish. He did something very foolish. Because about 10 o'clock, the phone rang. And
I'm in Baltimore.
Baltimore? Why? You didn't tell me you were going to... J.B., are you crazy?
I was crazy, Lorraine. But not anymore.
But why?
Lorraine, I took $250,000 from that safe.
You stole $250,000?
I said took. It's my money.
No, it belongs to the firm.
I know, legally.
What are you going to do with that money?
Run away. I'll send for you later.
Oh, J.B., you can't.
I know that, and so I'm over it. I'm over a lot of things. I want to live, Lorraine.
You come right home.
Yes. And I'll put the money back in the safe. And no one will ever know I took it. And then I'll quit Phelps forever.
Oh, J.B.
And I bet I'll stop getting these pains in my chest.
What pains?
Forget it. I'm on my way home.
Your office, Sheriff, called me and I rushed down here. The attaché case. It was empty. The money was gone.
Now, ma'am, nobody touched that case.
But that money... Oh, don't you understand? The $250,000 is gone.
Yeah, but nobody knows anything about it.
Well, who was the first person to... Who discovered my husband's body?
It was Mr. Jesse Fallon.
All right, then I demand that he be brought...
Ma'am, he's a preacher.
I don't care who he is.
Now, look, Ms. Lucas, you're excited.
Well, what do you expect me to be?
So why don't I just give you a lift back to town?
I've got my own car. Who's the mayor here? Is there a district attorney?
Ma'am, you don't want her to...
My husband's name. His reputation is at stake. Don't you understand?
Ma'am, I'd like to help.
Help? You helped all of you. You helped yourself to that money. You, that preacher, if he is a preacher, whoever he is, you're all in on it.
Now, ma'am, you got no right to make such an accusation.
Listen, I'm going to fight for my husband. I'll hire a lawyer. I'll call a governor. J.B. Lucas will not be disgraced for something he never did. I'm sorry that I was forced to make such a scene in your home.
That's all right.
But I have to do something. I have to do something.
Yeah, Miss Lucas. Yeah, just a minute. Wait for me. Hey, I told you folks there's complications.
Myra, what are we going to do?
Nothing.
Nothing? This changes everything.
How?
Well, do you want that man to go to his grave branded a thief?
When a man dies, does it matter how he goes to his grave?
But that poor woman...
What's going to happen to her? Nothing.
I won't stand by and allow you...
Yes, you will. That man died for you.
Are you out of your mind?
He was a man exactly like you. A man who could never get what was due him. If he's looking down on us or up at us, what do you think he'd want us to do with the money? Return it to that miserable boss of his? Never. He'd say, keep it. Do what I never had the guts to do. Enjoy it.
But that poor woman...
That stupid woman. If she'd worried more about him when he was alive, if she'd shown that kind of anger and determination, where was it all when he needed it?
That woman, her anguish, it haunts me.
We decided we'll keep the money.
No, no, we won't.
Joel, if you...
No, we'll be found out.
It's impossible. There's no way.
They're closing in on us.
What are you talking about?
Did we leave a clue?
No.
We keep telling that to ourselves, but we did. That clay. That clay from the COVID.
So?
Proof. Proof that Lucas came this way.
But not that he was in this house.
Yes, there's a clue.
What clue?
I don't know. But there has to be a clue. The clay proves that he came this way. Now, a clue to prove he was in here.
Then tell me what it is.
I can't tell you what it is, but I know it exists.
How do you know?
It has to.
Joel, when you talk like this, it scares me.
Well, you should be scared. You should be scared. We'll be caught, Myra. There's a clue.
You keep saying that, but what can it be?
When that man was in this house, I know I did something. I'm aware of having done something. There is a clue, and I know it.
Oh, get hold of yourself.
I'm trying to.
No one can prove Lucas was in this house. There is no way to prove we took the money. Now, let's forget about it.
Forget? I'm not a man who can steal.
All right. Then die like he did of a heart attack the way he did, among strangers the way he did.
Myra.
This man Phelps killed Lucas the way Frank Desmond will kill you. You'll die in some little southern town with your sample case.
Please, Myra.
Joel, there's nothing more to talk about.
Duty of every citizen.
Joel?
Duty to report.
Joel?
Duty to report knowledge.
Joel, wake up.
Duty to give information. To telephone.
Joel, wake up. Wake up.
Oh, I was fast asleep. Why'd you wake me?
Do you know what you were talking about in your sleep?
I never talk in my sleep. I never talk in my sleep.
Who are you going to telephone?
Telephone? What are you talking about?
Joe, well, everything's gonna be all right. Everything.
The clue.
What clue?
The clue that proves he was in our house.
There is no such clue.
Oh, there is. There is.
Joel, go back to sleep. Forget it.
Hello? Yeah. Who's this? What? What did you just say? Well, who are you? Hello?
Hung up.
What did he just tell me?
Who can that be? It's late.
I don't know.
Better answer it.
Evening, Joel.
Sure.
Well, look, I know it's late, but I have to ask you a very important question.
What question?
Well, you can hand over the money, and there won't be any questions asked. It'll be smoothed over.
Well, what are you talking about?
The 250,000 J.B. Lucas had in his attaché case. You see, he did come into your house. He died here. And we can prove it. I can prove it by that bottle of your boysenberry wine, Myra.
Oh, good Lord. That's the clue. Now I know. That's the clue.
Joel, shut up.
Well, it don't matter. You offered him a drink and it spilled all over his shirt. Doc Kessler analyzed the stain. That's what it is.
He could have had a drink of wine anywhere.
No, Myra, not with this much sugar, nor this red. You grow them berries special, Myra. Now, look, there's no permanent harm, John. You just hand over the money and nothing will happen.
You can't prove
it. Myra, you can deny it. But you'll be watched and bird dog the rest of your life. Phelps will have private detectives. You'll never be able to spend that money. On the other hand, no one has to know anything.
It's in the front room.
It was you who called me on the phone, wasn't it, Joe?
Me?
You called me and tipped me off to the wine stain, didn't you?
No, I didn't do it, Sheriff. Why would I do a thing like that?
Why? If only I could answer that, Joe. If only I could answer that.
Why? Is it because a man cannot change his morality as easily as he changes his shirt? Or was it the subconscious that dialed the sheriff's office? Or maybe being on the road was more important to Joel than anything else. He may have a good friend out of town. I'll be back shortly.
When I get nauseous from riding in a car, I don't know what to take. I just sit there and take it.
Don't just take it. Take Dramamine. Only thing I can think to take when I'm airsick is a parachute. Don't just take it. Take Dramamine. Dramamine tablets help prevent the symptoms of travel upset, such as nausea, dizziness, and lightheadedness for millions of people. Take Dramamine a half hour before you leave. It really works to help put you in control of the situation. And it's the kind of situation that's much easier to control ahead of time. Millions trust Dramamine again and again for reliable help in preventing travel upset. For occasional use, use only as directed.
What do I take when I'm seasick? Well, I take it lying down.
Don't just take it. Take Dramamine.
Lou, none of our neighbors live in a tree.
That's their business. I want us to simplify. Life is too complicated.
But a tree?
A tree.
Can I take my automatic omelet maker?
Simplify.
My electric manicure.
No, we'll file our nails on tree bark.
How about my...
Alan, it's going to be just the two of us up a tree.
Just you and me?
And a new station wagon.
What?
Oh, didn't I tell you? I picked it up this morning.
A new station wagon?
It's a beauty.
Isn't that complicated?
Are you kidding? I picked it out at our General Motors dealer and wrapped it up right there in the showroom with convenient GMAC financing.
GMAC, huh?
Available at Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, Opel, Cadillac, and GMAC. GM truck dealers.
But we're going to live in a tree.
A spruce in the winter, a cherry tree in the summer, right?
Two trees?
Oh, don't worry. With GMAC, our financing can move with us anywhere we go in the country.
Oh, but the car is impossible, Lou.
That's what I thought at first, but the GMAC people are car financing specialists. And with the terms that fit our budget, we won't have to go out on a limb, so to speak.
Look, why did you even get a station wagon?
To carry my stereo on TV.
What?
And my electric golf putter.
Oh, Lou.
And my reducing machine, my automatic ice cube maker, my power lawnmower.
GMAC financing. We uncomplicate things. The leopard, as you know, cannot change his spots. The snake, however, changes his skin at regular intervals. Does that mean leopards are more trustworthy and constant than snakes? Do not pet either one. Who is to say that Joel's reluctance to take the money is a blow for honesty? He may have felt that he was getting a better deal from Frank. After all, money isn't everything. Our cast included Joan Lovejoy, Ralph Bell, and Marion Seldes. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Greyhound Package Express. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Open when you're busy and close when you're not? Well, Northwest Federal Savings knows that a good place to save is ready for you when you're ready. So Northwest Federal's open 63 hours a week. If you work evenings, you can come to Northwest Federal 6 full days. Working days? Northwest Federal's open Monday, Thursday, and Friday evenings. And if the only time you can get to Northwest Federal is 8 o'clock in the morning, well, that's okay too. Because Northwest Federal has early bird service every morning. From 8 o'clock, you'll find 5 convenient Northwest Federal savings centers throughout Chicagoland's great Northwest Territory. So come into Northwest Federal Savings on your way to, from, or between work, shopping, or home. Anytime. Because Northwest Federal Savings keeps the best hours yours.
It's Northwest Federal Savings Time, 63 hours a week.
CBS News, Mrs. Rosalind Carter is in Brazil to try to help smooth over relations between that country and the United States. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Arriving from Peru, the First Lady talked for over an hour with Brazil's foreign minister. Relations between the two countries took a turn for the worse earlier this year when the U.S. criticized human rights policies of the Brazilian government. Human rights was on the president's mind Monday as he accused the Soviets of trying to dilute the human rights sections of the Helsinki agreements. Secretary of State Vance on Monday testified to the Congressional Commission that monitors the agreements. Jim McManus has a report.
At technical sessions later this month, the Russians are expected to try to head off a complete review of the first 2 years of the Helsinki Agreement, mainly because the Soviets are angry at President Carter's emphasis on the human rights issue in U.S. foreign policy. But Secretary Vance assured commission members the U.S. will insist upon detailed talks on compliance without special emphasis on any single issue, but certainly including the question of human rights.
Let me say that the United States will not back down on its position with respect to the question of human rights. We believe strongly that the questions of human rights are appropriate and proper subjects to be discussed between states.
Secretary Vance indicated the record of overall compliance with the Helsinki Agreement by East Bloc nations is spotty, but he said final judgments must be reserved for the long run. Jim McManus, CBS News, Washington.
More news in a moment.
Dubonnet. Smart people have enjoyed it for years.
For a meal, you really should. Dubonnet, it tastes so good. Not too dry and not too sweet. It makes an evening quite complete. Before, yes, before. To tie the stripe, Dubonnet.
The people who drink Dubonnet, they drink it before. Before lunch, before dinner, before any of their friends have tried it. Dubonnet, red or blonde, on the rocks, with a twist, with soda. It all started in France. Where else? Try it before. It'll make whatever comes after that much better.
We're proudly switched to Dubonnet. It's part of living life our way. Let others try another drink. We'll sip our Dubonnet and think before, yes, before. The time is right for Dubonnet.
Dubonnet, an aperitif wine, product of USA Dubonnet Company, New York, New York.
President Carter has scheduled a meeting Tuesday with U.N. Ambassador Andrew Young. The White House calls it a routine consultation. Young says he wants to meet with the president because he's disturbed Mr. Carter is coming under criticism because of controversial statements Young has made. On Monday, Republican Chairman William Brock called on the White House to apologize because of Young's statements that former Presidents Ford and Nixon were racist. Young later said he meant nothing personal, but that the two former presidents were insensitive to racial minorities. Five people are known dead after a fishing boat capsized Monday afternoon during a severe thunderstorm in Chesapeake Bay near Norfolk, Virginia. 13 people were rescued and 8 others are missing. Winds at the time were nearly 100 miles an hour. The Federal Trade Commission has filed a complaint against Sunkist Growers Incorporated, charging the firm with achieving a monopoly in the processing and marketing of Western citrus fruit. In Sherman Oaks, California, a company spokeswoman had this statement.
We think that the complaint can be interpreted as a broadside attack against the cooperative system as a whole. Either that or the FTC has a total lack of understanding of the function and role of a marketing cooperative in helping a farmer to sell his crops.
A House subcommittee Monday night voted to prevent homeowners from selling their houses unless they are certified to be energy efficient. The measure says that after the year 1982, a home would have to meet certain weatherizing and energy efficiency standards before a buyer could get a loan to purchase it. President Carter has named a 74-year-old man to be the first presidential counselor on aging. The post goes to Nelson Cruickshank, who resigned as head of the National Council on Senior Citizens to take the White House job. Now this.
7-Up the Uncola explains the undo process.
I'll take a hamburger, fries, give me a cola. Give me a cola.
Stuck in the groove. Then it's time to undo it. To stop skipping over the fresh alternative, 7-Up. The sparkling, fresh 7-Up flavor makes a really refreshing flip side to the colas. So undo it with the Uncola. Because just for the record, it beats going around and around in the same old groove.
And give me the Uncola, please.
I'm Stephanie Shelton, CBS News. Every day, Monday through Saturday, on What's Happening, I bring you reports and interviews on affairs of concern to the whole family. Items of consumer interest, women's broadening role in the business and political worlds, and in sports, educational matters, and those pertaining to health. We discuss all this and more, a wide variety of topics to keep you well informed. That's What's Happening, every day, Monday through Saturday, on the CBS Radio Network.
Queen Elizabeth Monday night lit a torch to a 30-foot bonfire, starting a chain that blazed across Britain to begin the celebration of her 25th year on the throne. Police estimated about 300,000 people watched the ceremonies at Windsor Castle. Huge crowds of Britons and foreign tourists are already lining the streets of London. In the morning, the Queen will travel in her gilded coach from Buckingham Palace to St. Paul's Cathedral for a Thanksgiving service. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
We're back in Chicago now on WBBM, News Radio 78. This is Alan Bickley. It's 11:32.